Hello again. At this point in the calendar, we are usually embedded in all things TT. Seasonal related problems such as hay fever, exam stress, sunlight associated symptoms, swollen feet, skin lesions, changes, growths or similar human bark as Guy Martin coined it, related items. Oh, how COVID-19 has stymied all that. Well, it has and it hasn't. All this stuff, of course, is still out there, with a huge amount of catch-up work to do. All these months have not gone unnoticed by your personal health disorders. From eyes to toes, joints to giblets, anything that was relevant earlier in the year, anything that was on the point of prominence that was looming, now looms larger for some. Island folk have been truly remarkable in their patience with no little fortitude, in the face of often disappointment, but sometimes pain, loss, whilst understanding and lending commitment to the overall cause of keeping us all out of COVID-related harm's way. I don't like that term, keep safe. What does that mean? Community health services have been doing so much remotely, it's likely some of this will linger, it'll stick. As lots of our patients actually seem to find it more convenient. And some are truly excellent at pinging relevant photographs of all manner of things, classically rashes, lumps and bumps, even eyeballs, offering us a chance to literally give a spot diagnosis from the comfort and safety of our own caves. For some patients, a phone discussion is actually better than face-to-face. Stuff can be relayed which may not be as comfortable to relay in person. Certainly, the surgery timescale has gone awry on some days, as so much stuff just keeps randomly arriving in your inbox or from all angles. Several interruptions an hour often. Knocks on the door, e.g. I've a paramedic on the line, needing to speak to a doctor urgently. Had a few of these lately. I can honestly now say that the paramedics have been to a person nothing short of outstanding through this period. God bless them. In fact, the district and palliative care team, and indeed all our community staff, not forgetting the huge swathes of very committed carers, without whom so many often elderly and vulnerable souls would have been in a real pickle. Thank you so, so much for all you've done. You know who you are, and we do too, we think. For so many GPs, the surgeries are ring long, and in this recent balmy weather. By the way, please excuse the sound effects of this little desk fan. In a week, we've had so much going on heat-wise. But we've also had a bit of an add-on on COVID widgets, if you're interested. Antibody testing. The Isle of Man has secured about 5,000 of these test kits, ready to roll out between now and possibly late July. The details, no doubt, will be emerging into daylight shortly. But basically this test, which for most of those tested will give you the answer to that query, have I had COVID-19? Simply put, if you've had COVID-19, for example, mildly, or something at the time like that, but not though to be sort of COVID tested, and you might have rung 111, particularly at the start of this crisis, and were advised to simply, well and correctly at the time, self-isolate, or your nearest and dearest have been okay-ish, may have had a little dose, you're not sure, or you were looking after somebody with it, and you weren't tested, or you've had this condition confirmed, or tested negative at the time, lots of scenarios then. Anyway, if you're due to have a routine blood test for anything at all, or need to attend A&E and required blood test, or a blood toner, or a healthcare worker, or tested negative via 111, or admitted to hospital, all these scenarios might then lend themselves to checking for COVID-19 antibodies. If you so wish to be tested, of course, it's completely up to you. But it's being rolled out as I speak, so keep your ear to the ground. And for this one, but no doubt more in the mainstream local media shortly, I hope, but it's hot off the press. The radio doctor skims it out there a bit like the weather. Until it's changed, of course, just go to any local coastline recently, if you got that chance, and you were thinking, OMG, this is truly a beautiful place. It is. It still is. Till next week. Cheerio.